everyone, welcome to The Great American Bash. My name is Brandon Weatherby. The Great American Bash is a podcast about the intersections of presidential politics and professional wrestling. Co-host and co-author Chris Kelly and I are experts in the field, considering that we're the authors of the book, The Donald, How Trump Turned Presidential Politics into Pro Wrestling. You could find that and pieces that we've written for places like The Washington Post and Slate, Vice, U.S. News and World Reports, and more at presidentwrestler.com. To listen to the newest episode of The Great American Bash, follow us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/GabPod, G-A-B-P-O-D. This episode was originally recorded on October 28th, 2016. Here's episode 18 of The Great American Bash.
You smell what Barack has cooked.
I'm here to challenge you to a match.
When it comes to standing up for the American people, I am ready to rumble.
I think that we may need a wrestler in the White House.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Great American Bash. My name is Brandon Weatherby.
My name is Chris Kelly.
By the way, my name is Brandon. I never actually say it correctly. I kind of slur one giant syllable, five syllables into one.
Your name is Brandon?
Brandon Weatherby.
I'm just getting this now.
See, that's the thing that you got to remember. If you're a wrestler, you have to say your name properly. You got to sell it. You got to read the crowd.
Yes.
Which is something that you'd think that the guy in the WWE Hall of Fame would know how to do.
Something that the guy who's been doing that the whole time has been reading crowds and giving them what they want.
He didn't read the crowd at the Al Smith dinner. I can't believe it's been only a week since we've done this and we've completely skipped. There's so much that's happened.
Always,
I'm so excited.
You know, and it's kind of crazy that this is coming to an end. 11 days from when we're recording this on October 28th.
We were recording this in the afternoon, Friday afternoon, October 28th, after the FBI... swerved Hillary Clinton. We'll get to that later.
Yes.
Let's backtrack. Al Smith dinner. Did you watch it?
Clips.
What did you think?
I thought that he started bombing when he turned into a campaign speech, and everyone there in white tie is just to go, isn't it so funny? We have all this money.
All right. I understand that. I completely understand that. But that being said, it's still a fundraiser. In theory, money is going to a good cause. Who cares how they raise
it? What's
the
cause?
Catholic Charities.
Okay.
All right. I'm trying to be as diplomatic here as possible, okay?
Yeah. Listen, they're not going to relocate themselves, all right?
They get the bad facts of life. Two things about the speech. It was amazing. It was really cool that they went to Triple H's first incarnation's home base to do a wrestling show. And he didn't read the crowd at all, and that was shocking to me.
We've learned so much from WikiLeaks. For example, Hillary believes that it's vital to deceive the people by having one public policy and a totally different policy in private. That's okay. I don't know who they're angry at, Hillary. You're right. For example, here she is tonight in public pretending not to hate Catholics. Now, if some of you haven't noticed, Hillary isn't laughing as much as the rest of us. That's because she knows the jokes. And all of the jokes were given to her in advance of the dinner by Donna Brazile.
And though I don't know if it was intentional, Maria Bartiromo from Now Fox Business, her chest was like on showcase the entire event, regardless of what you watched. If you watched C-SPAN or CNN, you saw Maria Bartiromo's boobs the entire time. It kind of felt like the Attitude Era. It was amazing.
There's no reason for that to happen. Yeah, no, the thing I noticed is that it's, and not, to, I mean, yes, I'm being cynical about it, but it really is that idea that, you know, this is the heel. The people get pissed, not that he breaks the rules, but because he tries then to appeal to the rules. So it's like you can't have it both ways that, well, I just want to tell some jokes. And now, by the way, here's my serious attacks of Hillary Clinton.
It's a first. And it's not like Hillary also didn't go blue, but she didn't do. She read the room and she knew what would land.
Right. Yeah. He has no comedic timing.
But he does. That's the thing. Like, he's got it in a way where he doesn't know it's funny. Maybe. I don't know.
I think that might be that. He thinks he's, like, really getting her, and it's just, like, I think the joke's on him sometimes with that.
All right, moving on. That should be the story of the election, if not the week. The story of the election. Like, this guy can't read a room. That should be...
In your world, but
that's not even top 10 in the last 8 days.
I barely even remember that existed if I hadn't gone back through my...
I think the last time we recorded on a Wednesday?
Sometime, yeah, early in the week. So
it's been 9 days.
Yeah.
That doesn't break the top 5 stories of the week.
Not even.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. This one doesn't either, but I liked it, and there's no real outline this week because everyone's very busy. But there was something he said in a speech about how, like, regulations, every new one, two are going to have to go out. And this is when I realized that maybe it's not wrestling that Trump is taking from. Maybe it's Homer Simpson.
So flush this theory out. I saw it over Twitter.
So basically, a digression from wrestling to my favorite Simpsons episode, Trash of the Titans, when Homer runs for wins Trash Commissioner from guest Steve Martin, guest voice Steve Martin. But yeah, I went through and like watched that episode and like all the things like, why don't they like me, Mo? Like, if only they elect me, I'd make them pay. All this stuff that was like, oh man, this is what Trump's doing. And then I realized he's also Sideshow Bob in Sideshow Bob Roberts episode. So that's on Twitter. You can check that out. But yeah, it's just crazy that these positions he's just saying still now, like making up new stuff so close to the election.
That's a lovely observation.
Yes.
It totally makes sense. But that being said, there's been 600 episodes of The Simpsons.
So there's going to be, yeah. I mean, that's why it's the best show ever.
Okay. Everything
it's
is
not,
Simpsons.
It's not
Monday Night Raw. Okay,
it hasn't been as, yeah. It's not the longest running live entertainment weekly program on cable or whatever they call themselves. So back to wrestling. What do you like this next one? I thought you would.
I think I do.
Okay. So The Rock is partnering with Gary Sanchez Productions, which is Will Ferrell and Adam McKay, for Fox Comedy. About a very alpha male wrestler and his very beta male wrestling writer that he befriends. It's based on The Rock and his relationship with his like production partner Brian Gerwitz, who was a former writer during the Attitude Era. This would be, I guess, the second wrestling show we could potentially have in the next year or so. Kenji Johan has a show about GLOW, the women's wrestling.
You might know Maron. Kenji or know of her.
Orange is the New Black.
Wait, Maron's involved in GLOW?
Maron's the coked up manager promoter.
Fuck that show. It's going to be fucking horrible.
It's going to be great. Allison Brie's in it. Mark Maron's in it.
I like Allison Brie.
It'll
so
be good
much.
For one season because like Weeds and Orange is the New Black. It's a really good premise that it will be immediately run into the ground.
I'm glad that I'm the heel and you're the face in the Mark Maron podcast opinion, because every podcast has to have a strong opinion of Mark Maron.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's definitely very important. He invented podcasting. This wouldn't exist without Mark Maron. Yeah. So two wrestling shows because there's not enough wrestling content. Oh, there was also this other story about, speaking of wrestling content, there's a thing called Flow Sports streaming. It's starting another network.
The wrestling journalism community is very excited about this. Many people think that this will change the lifestyle of many independent wrestlers.
So basically what this is Flow Sports, which has a silent partner in the WWE, will be working with independent wrestling promotions to put all their streaming and video content online for, instead of $9.99, it looks like $20 a month for all the indie wrestling you can watch.
All, there's an asterisk after all. It's not every independent
wrestling
company.
Well, that's the problem.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not PWG, which is a big Los Angeles one.
So it's not, and for the listener at home that doesn't know what we're talking about, PWG is essentially the cool kids of town.
Yeah, it's Pro Wrestling Guerrilla.
Yeah.
They do a thing called Battle Los Angeles. It's a real like wrestling fans. Like,
what's
dream.
The music equivalent of this? Are they like the film equivalent? Are they like the Coen brothers or the Wes Anderson of the filmmaking community?
I'll have
like
to think about
respected
that.
Across the board, but never the biggest moneymaker. All of their shit sells out instantly.
I don't have a good music one.
People love to
or
play.
Movie.
Okay.
Yeah, but they it sells out instantly.
And the wrestlers like to wrestle.
Like to
there.
Do it. Yeah, and it's where a lot of like guys who are now in the WWE. Did a lot of their matches. Kevin Owens and all Steens and all
no
that.
No TNA. Or TNA might be part of this?
No, TNA is not part of it. So it's basically, it's Evolve, which is the indie that has a good relationship with the WWE. Like there's an Evolve show next month in Joppa, Maryland, and William Regal from NXT will be there. So like they've done a little bit of talent sharing like the WWE used to do with ECW. So they're involved. I guess some other like affiliated ones with that. But yeah, I mean, It's for $20 a month. It's going to only get such a small subset of wrestling fans that I can't see this being the big game changer in like income streams for everybody involved.
That being said, we clearly want this to do well.
Yeah, sure.
We clearly want people to be able to pay their rent.
But how can I spend $20 on that, $9.99 on the WWE Network, and an undisclosed amount of money on Trump TV starting November 9th?
So have you watched any Trump TV?
No, I haven't.
I have not either.
Yeah, but it's on like it's basically
it's on Facebook Live.
It's not really called Trump TV, but this is what we're saying that it's potentially going to be. He's been
running called Trump Tower Live.
He's been running like Second Screen. like the WWE used to
it's
do.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's putting them up before his nightly rallies.
Okay.
Once again, rallies is the correct term, but it sounds like it's not.
Yeah, it sounds like a... Yeah, there's the main event is a lynching. Yeah, it doesn't sound
moving
great.
On. There's been a lot of lynch mob type events this week, but there was one event that stuck
great
out to
transition.
Me that I wanted to. I emailed you about this because I found this extremely fascinating. NPR Politics talked about it, but they didn't take it the next step. This week he was in Washington D.C. for the third time for his hotel.
Special
this
opening.
One was the ribbon cutting okay. ceremony. By the way, I am still pending my media approval for that. The Trump team is not really on their media requests right now.
Yeah,
I could pull
it
up right now.
Goes.
Pending still. Just I'm not declined, guys. I'm going to get in. Anyways, he went positive. He went positive for the first time since they came in. He was more positive than his acceptance speech for the nomination. He was more positive than any debate. He said that the future belongs to the dreamers, and he was hopeful.
And we have to say the word never will always have to be taken out because we have such tremendous potential. We have to choose the most optimistic path. We have to choose to believe not our politicians that in many cases truly don't know what they're doing, but to believe in ourselves and in our country.
Do you know why?
Because he's selling.
Because he's fucking selling. He's pro kayfabe to sell his hotel. This is the first time we've seen Trump actually be a businessman, even though he's been playing a fake businessman the entire time. He broke kayfabe.
Yeah. And I mean, and is it going to work? I mean, people like...
In terms of the hotel, no, because
people keep quitting.
The general, not the one of the man from the transition from 2015 to 2016, he quit the next day.
Yeah.
So no, it's not going well. The hotel prices have dropped dramatically. That being said, the bar prices have increased 33% according to Washingtonian. So they're making their money somewhere.
Who's doing the most day? We covered this last time. I'm not going to beat that dead horse again. Who's doing the most day to day coverage of Trump's hotel?
I want to say Washingtonian.
Okay.
In terms of, but BizNow is like a business website.
Yeah.
Actually broke the man leaving. Anyway,
that's actual news.
Yeah, it's actual news. That's the point. This is not even in our outline. That much has happened.
Yeah.
When has a candidate ever had two personas within the same fucking week, 2 weeks out of an election? That's crazy. That's beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, it shows that he's giving up on the heel character. It's going to do what it's going to do. He can sell that one product. He can work in that market with the hardcores. But he knows he has to. That's not a winner going forward.
It's so great. It's yeah. so great. You want to go to some fun stuff? We're all over the map. I apologize.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, I'm going to skip the next one, but we can get into some wrestling stuff.
Yeah, I'm going
So Raw is bad. Don't watch it. That's my only note. But SmackDown continues to be really good.
Hold on. Let's go through Raw really quick. The one good part was the Mick Foley promo. The problem with that Mick Foley promo was 15 minutes long. Would have been better at maybe 3 minutes.
So I didn't watch all of it because it's too long, and it really continues... completely turning me off from like a great feud that should be having a
yeah.
great blow off.
Okay, that was bad. All right, I agreed. Okay, the Paul Heyman segment was so bad it became interesting viewing because I've never seen a bad promo from Paul Heyman. Even Paul Heyman admitted this
because they gave him an indefensible thing, and we'll see if there's a political connection comes out here. But basically, Paul Heyman, the advocate for Brock Lesnar in Minneapolis, Brock Lesnar, hometown hero, supposed to be the heel in this feud with the returning Bill Goldberg of Celebrity Apprentice fame. I think he also did some wrestling. And he... so he's trying to get the crowd of this hometown heroes to boo Lesnar, which is not going to happen. And apparently Vince was in the back and he blew a gasket, is the quote. And he said, these fucking fans. And he just made them end the segment. Because he's like, I'm telling you, boo for this guy.
These fucking fans.
Yeah, you can do the Vince voice, yeah. I fucking hate them, these wrestling fans.
Oh,
and just
okay.
this disdain. But it's funny because like they're getting so much stuff wrong, making the women's revolution not just about Stephanie but about Mick Foley for some reason, because he's kind of a creepy grandpa of the women's division.
Don't do the creepy thing.
He's creepy.
He's not creepy.
He is creepy. But
just because he likes Santa cosplay doesn't make a man creepy. Okay, you're right. That was absolutely bad.
Did you watch SmackDown though?
SmackDown was so good.
SmackDown's the best. Here's why SmackDown's
so
the best. RKO's out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Swerves. He took down Tim Kaine.
He made me...
calling him Tim Kaine. It's not Corporate Kaine anymore. It's Tim Kaine. So, yes, RKO to Tim Kaine. Maybe joining the Wyatts. And then the women's storytelling is great. Like, this is what they're doing. So, they're in one segment, a throwaway match. They're doing better storytelling than 3 hours of Raw. the Nikki versus Natty thing. There's stakes to the match. It's for some, like, being the captain of some Survivor Series bullshit. She does some really good, some really interesting stuff. Like, did the STF better than John Cena ever has with his T-Rex arms.
It was really good.
Yeah. And it actually plays into the feud. And the person who attacked her, Carmelo, keeps attacking her, and that's her gimmick. She didn't, like, cause a distraction roll-up, which is what they did with Divas for about 5 years. She came out and like, why would I interfere in the match? Just wait till she's cheering and then hit her in the head and then say, you can't see me, to her. And it actually, the fact that she used the STF plays into Carmella's storyline of saying, you're just here because of Cena. So it's just brilliant all around. Great storytelling. Like, SmackDown, 2 hours, Tuesday nights. That's like what wrestling in the WWE can be.
Yeah.
As far as storytelling wise. And the best part, obviously, talking smack afterwards.
Okay, now I'm going to not disagree with you here, yeah, but I'm going to throw out maybe another option after we talk about Talking Smack.
Yeah.
Talking Smack continued to be great. Demon Kane made an appearance. He was very upset with his good friend Daniel Bryan,
yeah,
the only man he trusted besides his IRL brother, The Undertaker, who was busy this week. We'll get to that later.
Yeah. So Talking Smack, though, how did they even get to this line? I can't even remember how they...
Okay, so he was getting... Bryan sort of went on a tangent to Renee about how everybody here hates him.
Yes.
Because Renee is like, I want to do Halloween. And he's like, why would I do Halloween? Why am I recapping a recap show?
So, okay, anyway, but he was basically going off on this tangent. I think he might have said something kind of vaguely... Oh, no, he said something and it was vaguely, like, misogynistic. And he says, I swear I'm not, as the GM, I'm not Donald Trump. And then he was like, they laughed about it. And he was like, they're telling us to move on because I mentioned Donald Trump. Which is a thing we found out. That's real.
That's real.
We found out who reported that?
A wrestling website reported it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vince McMahon has told current and former wrestlers to not comment on Trump if people reach out from the press. So he's definitely trying to, like...
So us. He's just talking about us and no one else.
No, I mean, I'm sure people are asking after they gave all those millions, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah. A few weeks ago, we've talked about this. Yeah. It became clear that the McMahons gave another $5 million. We already knew this. We already put it in a book that's been out since late September. A little fun announcement. The audiobook is available. It's free if you have Audible.
Used Audible.
Yeah, but you have to sign up for a trial.
Oh, okay.
It's
the free trial.
It's available on all streaming platforms. It's available on iTunes, Amazon, Audible. Buy the book. Listen to the book.
Donald Trump is a wrestler. Listen to it. If you can use our promo code... WTF Mark Maron on audible.com. So
is not the first time Daniel Bryan has talked about politics on Talking Smack.
And it's not, and not even on that episode where he also talked to tag team champion Rhino about how the campaign was going. It's going well. He's like, I'm out there knocking doors.
So here's the issue. Can Rhino talk about politics? He's literally running for a house.
He can literally only talk about, like,
Michigan
and
Dearborn
voters. Yeah. Well, because, and this is something on, we might have talked about, my favorite thing on the internet is the Trump leaks. And basically it's in that even another guy who is a wrestling fan who's writing it understands the connection between Vince and Trump. And Trump is like, hey, can I come on Raw? Can I come on Hell in a Cell? And this character version of Vince is like, no, it'd be bad for our brand. And that's definitely why they're disconnecting. Like, they don't like the fact that they give millions to Republicans to be an issue. And especially... no one wants to back... Now that they've backed a loser, they don't want that backlash on them.
Nice pun. Number two or three, whatever, doesn't matter. I don't even know. I start with the numbers. I'm convinced, and I have been convinced, that sooner or later, Stephanie McMahon is going to come out as pro-Hillary simply because it fits the Divas Revolution storyline, and they fucking love that.
Yeah.
Therefore, I know we're getting down to the wire here, but do you think once it becomes incredibly clear that Hillary's going to win, if Hillary wins... she will come out as pro-Hillary simply for storyline.
Oh, I don't think in the storyline. I think she'll definitely make a statement or a tweet about, like, breaking glass ceilings.
Your birthday is on election night.
Yes.
Happy Trump birthday. Happy Trump day.
Yeah.
Do you think SmackDown, it will be airing live while the election announcements come out if everything goes according to plan, because the media has already planned this out months ago. Wake up, sheeple. And when I say sheeple, I mean people from Bray Wyatt's flock. So do you think that they will... say it's an extension of the Divas Revolution? I'm not joking. Do you think Mauro Ranallo will come out and go, like, ladies and gentlemen?
That's a good Mauro.
Kind of. I had JBL in my head the entire time because he's really the man.
Oh my God, Marco, we have a woman president. This is outrageous.
I gotta go to the border.
This is horrible.
Do you think that, like, they'll bring Carmella out and Nikki will be like, no, I'm part of the Women's Revolution. I'm Team Hillary.
No,
I'm with
because
her.
Once again, reading the crowd. I don't think they want to toss to like saying Hillary in a wrestling crowd, not knowing what you're going to get. I don't know where they are. We can look that up. But even then, like Vince said, these fucking fans, like you don't know, you can't just preach them and say, this is the story
okay,
we
okay.
want.
I'm not disagreeing. I think it's a really good point. We can, promos don't matter though.
Mm-hmm.
Video promos.
Okay.
Do you think that Hillary will be included in Hell in a Cell promo? I'm not joking.
I doubt that.
Okay.
I think because of Hell
Hillary's
in a Cell.
Already been involved in the Divas Revolution, yes. 20, whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah, the documentary. But yeah. I think just because what Hell in a Cell is, I don't think that'll happen.
Okay. So that was clearly the biggest wrestling politics story of the
yes.
week. Clearly.
So there's another thing that's interesting. So this is, we've been following this story with TNA and Billy Corgan, which keeps going on. It's in court now. They basically, what it looks like is that Dixie Carter, who runs TNA, thought Billy Corgan was what is known in the wrestling business as a money mark. It's a guy who just wants to spend their money to like hang out with wrestlers and think they're part of the business. And then the promoters and the wrestlers, they all kind of just like laugh behind his back while cashing his checks. It's what Kevin Nash would do and what Hulk Hogan would do. And just like guys who are just like totally mercenaries and don't give a crap.
Really quick, is Trump Hogan or is Trump Kevin Nash? Because he's got to be one of the two.
Hogan, obviously.
You sure about
yeah,
that?
Nash is too smart. Too
it's fucking,
smart.
It's not real.
It's fucking fake.
Yeah, exactly.
So Corgan, unfortunately, for Dixie Carter, Corgan was a musician in with a major label deals in the 90s. So he has a lot of lawyers. And so he's not a money mark. He's going to try to probably take control of the company. It's actually calling into question whether or not they're going to do that full Hardys episode because the Hardys said, pay us or we're not filming again.
Do you blame the Hardys?
No, I don't.
Fuck you, pay me.
Yeah, seriously. But this came out, like, as this court, like, transcripts are leaking and people are digging into the court documents and stuff, it's revealed that in October, Trump raised $0 for the RNC. And making the RNC in this is TNA, and he's Corgan. And they thought he was the mark, and they're the marks, it turns out. Because, yeah, he's just going to... He totally uses the party for
what
his goals.
What is the line? You worked a shoot?
Yeah, you worked yourself into a shoot, brother. Yeah. So, no, that's the vague connection there. But as we wait for this Corgan thing and the TNA thing to hash out, we also, as we said at the top, the FBI came out...
No. One last Trump thing.
Okay.
Did you see what he said last night?
No.
And just thinking to myself right now, we should just cancel the election... And just give it to Trump, right? What are we even having it for? What are we having it for?
Just give the election to me.
Oh, yeah. He's like, come on. We got a great crowd here. Why don't we just call it off?
it's fucking $1 million man, $1 million belt.
Yeah. I made my own. I made my own presidency. Yeah. So we don't even have really anything to say other than, like I think you said, Hillary keeps getting swerved by the FBI.
You got swerved, Hillary.
Got swerved.
You get swerved.
Yeah, they keep saying that there might... Now there's new emails. It's unclear. Different places are reporting different things, whether or not they're reopening the investigation or whether or not it never
CBS
closed.
CBS saying it's never closed.
Everybody else is saying that
it doesn't matter, man.
It doesn't matter if it's closed.
It's so great. It's so fucking
11
great.
11 days out to... I mean, in a way, Hillary's got to... I mean, their campaign can't be happy with this. It's not a positive. But
it's not a... No!
No. If this is really... It's now October 28th. If this was this is the extent of the October surprises, it's not like Trump ever stopped talking about the emails.
Okay.
I know it like brings it in, but anybody who's voting on the emails, that's not changing.
Here's where you're wrong. Here's where we disagree. I shouldn't start with here's where you're wrong. Even though that's a really good heel tactic and I stand by it. That's what a fucking heel does. He keeps bringing it up. When Dean Ambrose was on, oh God, it's so stupid. When Dean Ambrose was on Stone Cold's podcast, two real people talking with their real names about the art of the promo,
neither is their real name,
and about being a heel and about building a feud, you make up a thing, you attack the thing. Yeah. They made the email thing out of nothing. It's fucking brilliant and beautiful.
Yeah,
it's what is the Matt Hardy thing? Sorry, it's the beautiful shit.
I don't even know.
Fuck.
Yeah.
God damn it. I might throw it in there if I could remember it.
Yeah.
Anyways, you know, the way that you're saying it's nothing. He made it a thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. That's really hard to do.
Yeah, no, he totally made a thing up. And like FBI getting worked in a shoot right now. They're basically, Comey is coming out. The director is not interfering with the election, but kind of like 11 days out. We might have some information. You need something a little harder to go on there.
So Comey,
law
right?
Law enforcement.
Comey, right?
Yeah.
Is Comey the James Ellsworth of the 2016 election?
You're reaching.
Any thoughts on Ellsworth? Is he who is he in the is there a political relationship?
So James Ellsworth is a jobber who got squashed by Braun Strowman and then has second.
Is he the Gary Johnson of this election cycle?
No, because like Johnson didn't get any super kicks in. Yeah, I mean he's now interfering. There's really no. Maybe he is Comey. I don't know.
That was also a highlight of SmackDown, having James Ellsworth be sad.
Yeah, no, James Ellsworth, who is like this jobber with no chin, who's 5'9" on a good day.
He's like one of the only guys that are new wrestlers that are older than us. I think he's like 35, 36, yeah, 37. He's been doing this a long time.
Friend of the show, Marcus Dowling, Marcus King Kong Dowling, a wrestler, used to ride with him. So yeah, he's been in the business for a while. But yeah, he super kicked AJ Styles in the face, causing a DQ, and then was happy and immediately sad in some really like good wrestling acting. Like
it was
very
great.
Like
it was so good.
Back of the house, reading the crowd acting.
Highly recommend the show Marty and Sarah Love Wrestling. They do a great Ellsworth and Vince. So well, please
good.
Listen to that.
Yeah,
they helped out with the book.
That's
too.
A good plug. I like that. So speaking of plugs, let's plug another company's pay per view this Sunday. Hell in the Cell, Raw only. So no SmackDown viewers need watch. I mean, we go through this card real quick. I'm looking at it and I'm just thinking, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen based on WWE booking.
Okay.
So the pre-show is a six-man tag team with cruiserweights. Cedric Alexander is very good. I've seen him live 3 times this year. Lince Dorado and Sin Cara. Sin Cara, who is barely a cruiserweight, and that should probably be Rich Swann's place, against Tony Nese, Drew Gulak, and... Araya Daivari, who's Daivari's brother. Daivari was in the aborted Islamic terrorist thing they did in 2004. I think they've mentioned that it's his brother. So
that is amazing.
He has the same.
So we should be following
name.
This.
Yeah.
So you're saying Vince is letting ISIS back into the ring?
They're back in, and Mexicans as well.
That actually sounds really fun to watch.
It'll be fun to watch. What's going to happen, because it's WWE, is a Tony Nese, who, other than Cedric, has the most upside, will eat the pin by Sin Cara.
Sure. That makes sense. That being said, is it the most fun thing to watch if you don't really care about wrestling, just watching cruiserweights do fun, cool stuff?
Yeah, but not on Raw.
Not on Raw, okay. Because
they've made the cruiserweights basically do WWE-style matches. So
even
slow
in
it down.
Even in the pre-show?
Probably.
Okay.
Slow it down. But you can watch them on NXT. The cruiserweights that are in the Dusty Tag Tournament are still doing like NXT cruiserweight style stuff. Also, Roman Reigns versus Rusev, Hell in a Cell.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah. But, I mean, Reigns will win and make Rusev look stupid, which is fine because he's the heel. And he's pro-Russian, kind of.
Yeah, I'm really...
I know. I think...
fingers crossed for some crazy
really
racist
hoping,
signs.
I think you're really hoping for that. We'll see if that delivers. Our probable main event is Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins, after some rumors that the women would...
yeah, it's a triple main event. It doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter. But Kevin Owens, I'm thinking we haven't seen Triple H since the last major pay-per-view when he... Or Raw. It was Raw when they took the belt.
So does Rollins go over, but Triple H tries to interfere, but the cage gets in the way? Like, how does that work?
I think Triple H, Jericho... Anything to make Kevin Owens look like a chicken shit heel champion.
So
that's what they will
do. He still goes home with the belt.
Yes.
Okay.
Jericho get involved somehow, even though they clearly fucked up by not having him involved in this match.
Sure.
Anyway, Sasha Banks for Charlotte.
I'm excited to watch it.
That should be good. Charlotte. I'm thinking in the darkest universe, Charlotte wins, but only because Sasha died in the cage. Not a great night for the women's revolution. TJ Perkins versus Brian Kendrick. I'm guessing Brian Kendrick gets squashed so that the only storyline they've told, they fuck up the ending. New Day versus Cesaro and Sheamus. Let's go with Sheamus and Cesaro to break the so that New Day can't break the record they've been promoting for months on end. Enzo and Big Cass versus Gallows and Anderson. I think Gallows and Anderson got to look real bad in this match because that's all they've done since they came there. And Bayley versus Dana Brooke, who had an arm wrestling match on Monday Night Raw, proving that they don't know what the hell they're doing with Bayley or Dana Brooke. Rumors that
it's so disappointing
they
because
want Dana Brooke
clearly to, everyone loves Bayley.
Yes,
but I like Dana Brooke.
I do too, and she's good, even though she's incompetent as a wrestler. She was supposed to do a spot where she had her feet on the ropes to cheat to win, was out of position, so instead Bayley just lost clean, fucking up a storyline. They're apparently really high on Dana Brooke because she has really big boobs and muscles, and she's blonde, which is like Vince is like that's a trifecta, that's a triple threat. And they want Dana Brooke versus Charlotte at WrestleMania. So fuck all the ones you like.
No,
this is
not,
Vince's game.
Still
these
fine.
Stupid fans.
That's still fine. I really like all of those people. Honestly, they
one
all have an
only
upside.
One of, I mean, only
the match I'm least excited about is the one that's probably going to be the most athletic, which is the cruiserweights, because they're sure. Really bad storytellers with that.
Yeah. It's just a bad, yeah. It's one of these things where it's like, Hell in a Cell should be interesting, because like, you got three, so one of them, I mean, they're going to have to try different stuff. Somebody's going off a cage, somebody's going through a cage, all that stuff. It should be fun. But when they do it every year, and it's like, well, your feud happened in late October, so you're in a cell. It takes a lot of the kind
of... I will be watching the Game 5 of the World Series with CM Punk.
Oh, is that happening?
That's happening.
Okay.
You get swerved.